From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This evening, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry scored a double victory. He's handily won primary elections in both Virginia and Tennessee. It's the first breakthrough for the Democratic frontrunner in the South. Senator John Edwards is running second in the two states. Both share long borders with his home state of North Carolina. Retired General Wesley Clark is third. It's an especially bitter outcome in Tennessee, a state that's right across the river from his native Arkansas. Whether he goes on beyond tonight is uncertain. John Edwards has signaled his intention to stay in the race, pointing toward the Wisconsin primary, February 17th, and the 10 states that vote on March 2nd. That same vow has been heard in recent days from another rival, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. His vote share was in the single digits today. Tonight belonged to the man from Massachusetts, who had this to say a few minutes ago when he spoke to his supporters in Fairfax, Virginia.
Once again, the message rings out loud and clear. Americans are voting for change. East and west, north, and now in the south. And I am grateful for that. Thank you. Thank you, Virginia. Thank you, Tennessee. Together across the South, you have shown that mainstream values that we share, fairness, love of country, a belief in hope and in hard work, are more important than boundaries or birthplace. And I thank you for that. America is coming together, and together we intend to move America forward. And this campaign now moves forward. We will fight for every vote, and we will carry our cause all across this land. Once again, I express my special thanks to the remarkable brigade of veterans who have crossed this country. Senator Max Cleland, the same band of brothers that I depended on 30 years ago, and I've said it before and I will say it again. We may be a little bit older, we may be a little bit grayer, but we still know how to fight for our country. The voice of this campaign is the voice of people that I met in living rooms, in cafes, in VFW halls, and in factory floors all across our country. It is the voice of workers without work, the voice of families and small businesses whose health care costs are soaring out of control. It is the voice of parents who want to hand this country on to their children, a better future without the heavy burden of national deficits and federal debt. And we will do that.
That's Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts speaking to supporters a short time ago in Fairfax, Virginia. NPR's David Wallner joins me now from Fairfax. And David, obviously a jubilant time there. What does this victory really mean for John Kerry and his long-term prospects?
Well, Michelle, I think the victory tonight here in Virginia and also in Tennessee underscores that Kerry is a national candidate, somebody who can win in northern states and now in southern states. These are his first victories in southern states. And the South has been crucial for Democrats to win to get to the White House. And by really pushing aside two Southern Democrats in today's primaries, Kerry has shown that he has what it takes in these states. Now, it helped, of course, that those two Southern Democrats were in some ways canceling each other out, but the large share of votes that Kerry got in both states shows that the fact that he's a Northerner is not necessarily a disqualification for eventually winning in these states down the line.
There will no doubt be more calls for Kerry's rivals to drop out of the race now. He himself declined today to give his competitors any advice on that. He said it's up to them to determine whether or not to stay in the race. Does Kerry, though, in some way actually benefit from the competition at this point?
Oh, you know, I think he does, because we are going to continue to have press coverage of the primaries. There's going to be a lot of interest in what the outcome is. There's going to be John Kerry declaring himself again and again victor if indeed this trend continues, as he hopes it does. It really would sort of put the primaries out of the spotlight if it were a one-man race until the party convention next July. So I think that it's to his advantage that these other candidates stay in the race. At the same time, at some point, if they don't get more money, they are going to have to drop out.
What's next for John Kerry?
Well, he's going to Nevada, which has a primary this weekend, and to Wisconsin, which has a primary a week from today with a large number of delegates. Howard Dean had earlier staked Wisconsin as his last stand if he didn't win there, but he reversed himself yesterday and said that he would fight on beyond Wisconsin. But Kerry is looking very strong in Wisconsin, and I think that he's looking to add one more or two more victories in the next week to the dozen victories that he's already racked up.
You've been with him for a while now. Is he appearing ever more confident, and especially tonight with these victories?
He has really hit his stride, and he's a man who now almost exudes an aura of invincibility for those around him. And people have talked to me about that in crowds, saying that they just feel that this man is a leader. And it's a very different John Kerry from the man who spent 19 years in the Senate, one of 100. This is a man who really seems to relish taking charge, being a leader, being an executive. And the results of these primaries has really thrust him in the catbird seat.
You know, when you attend some of the these victory parties and these campaign events, there's a lot of passion in the crowd. But with Kerry, I wonder if there's the passion on the part of the supporters, but also a sense that this is the guy that is the front runner, and so I guess I better line up behind this fellow.
I asked people about at what point they decided to back Kerry, and many of them said that they had been behind other candidates, but as they saw those candidates falter, or if they saw certain qualities emerge in those candidates, they looked more and more to Kerry. And the other thing they would always say was, he seems to be the one who's most viable to beat George Bush next November. That seemed to be the top criterion for most of the people who were trying to decide on Kerry, that he was electable, that he was a man who could beat President Bush.
A lot of veterans there tonight?
No, actually, this is a university campus, so the crowd was predominantly young. There were older people there. I talked to a man in his 50s, a retired government worker, who voted for George Bush in 2000, and he said he came because he actually is thinking he might vote for somebody else next November, and he thought that Kerry looked pretty good. He was a military man, and he felt like maybe he could do a better job over the next 4 years. There were other people I saw like that tonight, too, who were just checking it out, and we'll probably see much more of that in the months to come.
Thanks, David.
You're quite welcome, Michelle.
NPR's David Wellner.